That was awesome. Okay. Well, we're going to look at a wonderful simple truth this morning. But to start, I want to look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We're not going to get into this chapter this morning, but I wanted to look at the opening of it because it talks about believing. In verse 1 of Hebrews 11, it says, "Now believing is the substance," or the title deed, the foundation of things hoped for. The key to understanding this chapter and these opening verses is to understand exactly what is meant by faith, or what is meant by believing. Believing is the acceptance and the acting on information. In this context, it's that information that comes from God. No other information is referenced here. It's that information that comes from God. That's the believing that's being spoken of here. You understand? Whether it's by his written word, whether it's by revelation, there are many instances in this chapter of revelation, but many instances of his written word also, that these men and women believed. So it's believing based on information from God. Okay? So that believing, because God is faithful, is the foundation of things hoped for. It is the proof, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by what? Believing. Believing that information that comes from God. For by it, the elders obtained a what? A good report. Isn't that something? A good report. God gave them a good report. God spoke well of these people. As a matter of fact, we still talk about them today. Because of one thing. Because of what?
Believing.
Believing. Isn't that something? They simply believe God. And these men and women that are spoken of in this chapter were not perfect. As a matter of fact, there's a few of them in here that screwed up pretty bad. But they received a good report from God, which is really all that matters, based on the fact that they believed. Okay? Now, with that in mind, I want you to turn to Romans chapter 4. And this is a chapter I think most of us here are pretty familiar with. We looked at some of these things not too long ago. We're going to begin in verse 1. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but verse 1 says, "What shall we say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found?" Now, Abraham is one of the guys brought up in Hebrews 11 as a man who received a good report by God. Verse 2, "For if Abraham were justified by works." Now, the word justified, I can't remember if it's the French influence or the English influence. I think it's the French influence. But it's the act of making righteous. Okay? Sometimes it's translated righteous or righteousness. Sometimes it's translated justice, justification.
It's kind of interesting. It's a language thing. But this word justification or justified is the act of making one right or righteous. Okay? And in here, it's that standard set by God, which we're going to get to in a few minutes. You know, that standard, you understand that. In our culture, it might be, in a certain instance, the standard is what 12 men and women decide. Right? They decide you're not guilty, you're what? You're not guilty. You're free. You're acquitted. Done. Go home. Have a great life. For what says the scripture? Abraham what? He believed God. And it was counted unto him for what?
Righteousness.
Not only did believing God result in a good report from God, but it issued in what else here?
Righteousness.
Now to him that works is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of what?
Debt.
Right? You know, when you work for something, that pay is not a gift. You earned it. Right? You earned it. But to him that works not, but believes on him that justifies the ungodly, his believing is counted for what?
Righteousness.
Even as David also described the happy blessing. That's what that word means. The happy blessing of the man unto whom God does not impute trespasses. Or imputeth righteousness, without works. Isn't that something? See, he's a happy man. Unto whom God imputes righteousness. He counts him as righteous without any works. That's what David taught. He looked forward to that. Then verse 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are what? Forgiven. And whose sins are covered. Now I want you to go down to verse 21. Still talking about Abraham. And there are some great truths in these middle verses, but I just want to get to righteousness here. And being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able to perform. See, Abraham was fully persuaded. That's believing. He accepted the information that God gave him. Now, in this specific instance, that information was concerning a son. God said, you're going to have a son. But Abraham got old. His wife got old. In fact, they got too old to have kids. Physically, it was impossible. But God said what? You're going to have a son. The proof of that which wasn't seen was the acceptance of that information from God. Did it happen? Absolutely it happened. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it, that believing, that accepting of that information, was imputed to him for what?
Righteousness.
See? He was righteous. He was righteous before God. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for who?
Us also.
To whom it, what? What's it? Righteousness shall be imputed. The it here is righteousness. Unto whom it, righteousness, shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again when, it should read, when we were justified. You know, I just read the record while I was sitting here earlier before anybody showed up. I just opened my Bible, started reading wherever it landed. It happened to be at the crucifix. And I thought about this first when we were justified. When Jesus Christ died, and I think the record I read was in Luke, And I hadn't thought about this before, but it's kind of cool. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And he died. And then it says, and the veil was rent in the temple. At that moment. Isn't that something? Because the price had been paid. See, when we were justified. He was delivered for our offenses. See it? When we were justified. See? That way to God had been opened up by his sacrifice. It was done right then. See? And we believe on him, God, who did this. And the way we believe on God, the God who did this, is by confessing Jesus as Lord and simply believing that God raised him from the dead. That's believing on God who did this. You see it? And that believing is counted unto us for what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Now that righteousness is free from sin, free from guilt, free from condemnation. It is such a simple truth and something we can never, ever, ever, ever forget. As sons of God, when we go to our Heavenly Father, that we're righteous before him. Let's read a couple more verses. Verse 1, chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by believing, we have what?
Peace.
Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a present reality. Peace. By whom also we have access by believing, and it should read the believing. The believing in the context here is the believing on him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That's something? The believing. Into this grace wherein we what? Stand. And boast in hope of the glory of God. That word rejoice is the word for boast. We boast regarding our future because of the grace we stand in now. Because we believed on him and we've been made righteous. And because we've been made righteous, we have access to God. The reason we have access to God is because we're at peace with him. Isn't that simple? We are the righteous. We heard it in Manifestations. We are the righteous. We're highly favored. It says in Ephesians, we're highly favored. And, you know, the world, your own thinking at times, you know, at times will cause us to cast doubt on those kinds of things. Where it makes it difficult to accept that which God has given us freely. Without a cause. This is another place in Romans. Isn't that something? But I just want to take and read a few verses regarding the righteous. Okay? I just think this is the word bath part. And it's just a blessing sometimes to read some of these things. Let's go to Psalm. Psalm 5. We're made righteous by believing and confessing. They were made righteous by believing what he would accomplish. Abraham looked forward. David looked forward. For us, it's a done deal. It's a present reality. Psalm 5. Well, we're going to look at a few psalms here. We might as well read verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the who?
The righteous.
The righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a what? That's something. That's a promise. God blesses the righteous. He blesses the righteous. Look at 34, Psalm 34. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their what? Isn't that something? You know, God looks upon the righteous. He looks upon the righteous, and his ears are open to them. This is Old Testament. This is to those who look forward to what Christ would accomplish. We're sons by seed. Isn't that something? Our righteousness was paid for and cannot be undone. They were made righteous on credit, so to speak. 37. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of what? Many wicked.
16.
I'm sorry, 16. Psalm 37, 16. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. A lot to be thankful for, huh? 4, verse 17. The arms of the wicked shall be broken. That's a bad day right there. But the Lord upholds the who?
Righteous.
The righteous. He upholds the righteous. That's a life blessed by God. The righteous. Let's go to Psalm 55. I'm going to read a couple more. Ah, this is great. Verse 22. Cast thy burden, Psalm 55, 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. You know, there's a verse similar in 1 Peter, isn't there? Mm-hmm. You know, cast your care upon him because he what?
Cares
for you. That's right. Isn't that something? Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will what?
Sustain.
He'll sustain you. He shall never suffer or allow the righteous to be what? Boy, you just stay put. See? And God will be your shield. We read earlier, he's a shield under the who?
Righteous.
And you're righteous. Isn't that cool? You're among the righteous. That's who you are. Let's go to Psalm 92. Almost done. Isn't it great just looking at some of these verses?
Yeah.
This is awesome. The righteous, verse 12, Psalm 92, 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Isn't that cool? You know, I picture kind of like an oasis when I read this verse. You know, it's all like desert, and then boom. That's the righteous. See? Blessed by God. You know, it's really something. We heard manifestations. The gist of it was, and it really blessed me, was to let others see a life blessed by Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? It's a life blessed. And sometimes people can't put their finger on it. They just can't. But man, when you're believing God and you know who you are in Christ, you know, people walk into your house or you walk into a place, you bless people. They're just blessed. They know why. See? Because there's just something there. It's a life blessed by God. You're a righteous one. See? Isn't that cool? That's the truth. That's the truth of God's word. This isn't a pep talk. We're reading it. It promises. Let's go to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. This is great. Verse 18, but the path of the just, or the righteous, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. I don't remember which translation. I think it's the New International Version. Translates this, the path of the righteous is as the first gleam of the dawn, shining ever brighter toward the full light of day. Isn't that beautiful? That's the path of the righteous. See, that's a life blessed by God. Look at Proverbs 3. Let's go back a page or two. This is beautiful. I wanted to read this. Verse 33, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the what? The habitation of the just, of the righteous. He blesses. You know what the habitation is? It's where you live. That's what it means. It means home, dwelling place, your home. He blesses it. Your home is blessed. Isn't that cool? See? And it's because it's blessed, then when people come in, they get blessed. They don't get blessed by everything being perfect. They get blessed because it's blessed by God. See? Isn't that cool?
Yes.
That's what blesses them. And that's what they're going to remember. They may not remember the type of couch you had. You know what I mean? Or your, the color of your lampshades. But it's like they got blessed. I love going over there. Because I get blessed. Because it's blessed by God. See? It's just one of those spiritual realities that, you know, it's just the truth. Don't try and figure it out. Proverbs 10. And this is who we are. And I think this is Verse 3. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to what? To famish. That means to go hungry. He will not allow that. And if God doesn't allow something, guess what? It's not going to happen. Right? Absolutely. If God says he's going to do something, it's going to happen. If he says he's not going to let something happen, it's not going to happen. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go down to... this is beautiful. Verse 24, the fear of the wicked, it'll come upon him. But the desire of the righteous shall be what?
Granted.
That's something? The desire of the righteous shall be granted. See, because who's he relying on?
God.
He's relying on God. He's relying on that God whose eyes are upon him, his own, because they're righteous. Isn't that beautiful? And you know, these verses that we've just read were to Old Testament believers. They would rest in these truths. They would hear these truths, and it would just, you know, bless them. You and I are sons of God by seed. Price paid. You know, I've even gone to Ephesians. Blessed with all. Seated in the heavenlies. Right? It's a lot of verses we could read. But all of these things are true. Your home is blessed. Your life is blessed. You have access to your Heavenly Father. He looks upon you with favor. His eyes are open unto you. His ears are open unto you. Because you're righteous. See? And nothing can undo that. A good week does not make you more righteous. A bad week doesn't make you less righteous. Because it was paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we never, ever, ever want to forget that. Okay? So, amen.
Amen. Amen.